as the number of confirmed deaths from COVID-19 eclipses 100,000 worldwide and the number of cases in the U.S. nears 500,000. There is particular focus on dense cities, obviously New York, but also Chicago, home to the Cook County Jail, which has seen one of the worst outbreaks. We're joined now by Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Thank you for joining us.
That's my pleasure.
Well, when do you expect the peak of hospitalizations in Chicago, and are you ready for it?
Well, I think it's hard to know right now what the peak will be. There's some question as to whether or not there will be a peak at this point. I think we're making significant progress. We started out in our tracking, seeing cases double every 1 to 2 days, and now we're in the cycle of every 9 to 10 days. So we're starting to see a flattening. So we're constantly looking at our data, but I think we're still some time away before we start to see a downward trend in the number of cases.
You have been releasing demographic data for the people diagnosed with COVID-19, and that data shows that Black Chicago residents are dying at many times the rate of white residents. We know that is a national issue. It's not just in Chicago. But what are you doing with that information to help Black people in your city?
We did two things immediately. Number one is we've entered an order requiring all testers to provide the demographic information. Number two is we've formed a racial equity rapid response team, and this is going to be a hyper-local effort where we are going deep into communities using trusted stakeholders from public health folks, doctors, but also block clubs, faith community. We have a network of street intervention workers. These are people that normally spend time trying to interrupt violence, but we're activating that network as well to connect people up, have them go through a series of questions regarding symptoms and other issues, and then where necessary, connecting them up with healthcare providers.
There's also a lot of concern right now about the Cook County Jail. Now, we should note that the jail is not under your jurisdiction, but it has become the site of a major outbreak, more than 400 cases there among detainees and staff. A judge said the jail does not have to release inmates, but did order the jail to improve conditions. What do you think needs to be done about the Cook County Jail?
Well, I actually think there's a lot of things that are happening at Cook County Jail that haven't kind of come to the media. They've been taking specific steps to depopulate, making sure that inmates are getting tested on the way in, and if they're testing positive at any point, that they're going into quarantine and isolation. Other things that I think we are looking at is whether we can provide any other alternative spaces. But stepping back for a moment, if you look at what is the population of Cook County Jail, overwhelmingly they are African American males. The exact same population outside of the jail setting that we're seeing get the infected at disproportionate rates and also, unfortunately, dying at 7 times the rate of any other demographic in our city. So, given the realities on the ground, these are the exact kind of circumstances that this disease is ruthlessly attacking.
Mayor Lightfoot, we've heard President Trump go after the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. He said the governor is always complaining and has not performed well. First of all, do you agree with that? And secondly, do you think President Trump is playing favorites with states like Florida, where he's got a political ally as the governor, at the expense of states like Illinois?
Well, I mean, I think that President Trump has shown himself to be who he is from the moment he walked down the escalators to announce his candidacy for presidency. And it's only been more and more manifest over the last 3.5 years, and particularly acute during this crisis when we need real leadership. We need someone who is paying attention to the science and the data and letting that drive the policy. Our governor is exactly the opposite of President Trump. What we know is that the federal response has been halting. And I knew that back in January when they diverted all the flights to 7 airports across the country, Chicago O'Hare being one of them. What that told me is we needed to get this for ourselves. And that's precisely what we've done. And in my dealings with the administration, I'm always going to call balls and strikes. Were they doing well? For example, the Army Corps of Engineers has been unbelievably spectacular in its support of setting up an alternative care facility here. They're great. And I'm going to say that loud to anybody who will listen. But where they've failed, I'm going to say that as well. And I'm going to continue to advocate for residents in my city because we do need additional federal help. We need more testing. We need more PPEs. And we need more relief. I'm appreciative of the stimulus bills, but that's only reimbursing us for the additional expenses that we've incurred. This disease has devastated our economy in certain sectors, and we need to have additional funds to help with our revenues and our budget.
Do you see Chicago businesses reopening next month? The White House is already starting to talk about reopening some parts of the economy in May.
We're not reopening any businesses until we have confidence that we have truly bent the curve and that there's sufficient testing that we can give residents confidence that they can go out in public and be in congregate settings. Until those conditions are prevalent, we can't be talking about anything related to reopening the parts of the economy that have been closed down.
Mayor, I want to ask you one more thing. You've become very popular online with these memes of you telling people not to go out. I saw one that said, your jump shot is always going to be weak. Stay out of the parks. You've been going around the city personally confronting people who do not follow social distancing guidelines. You even broke up an underage drinking party. What makes you do all of that?
It's because I care and I love my city. There's lots of different ways in which we can and should be educating people about the dangers. And I need to be out and present, and I am, and I'll continue to be that person because that's who I am. I love the city. I love the people. And I want to make sure that we get through this and really start to lay the foundation for the kind of recovery that we need to say to ourselves and to the world that Chicago's back.
That is Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago. Mayor, as an Illinoisan myself, I wish you the best of luck to the great city of Chicago through this crisis.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.